Mixed 101.7 KAYL Saturday morning huddle, and for the first time this year, we get to visit with Roger Sumerlot, co-head coach of Pocahontas area, as the Indians with a win over Eagle Grove in Pokey last night. And Coach Sumerlot, I know Eagle Grove has been struggling. You were telling me before we started this recording that they're showing signs of improvement, but still you get it done quite easily, 41-0.
Yeah, they're certainly, you know, they play together better, their techniques are better, and they play hard, and their coaching staff's done a nice job with those guys, and they just don't have a lot of depth, which will hurt any football team. But our kids came out and played, you know, just really good football offensively and defensively in our kicking game. And you know, we're trying to improve techniques and things since our Garrigan game with them. We just had, after we watched that film, we just had some things we needed to do in every facet of the football game. So, you know, our Coach Ayne with the offense, you know, they were just real balanced again. I think we threw for 130-some yards and two touchdowns. And Tanner Youngberg, I think he caught six of those footballs. And he's just becoming a really good receiver. He had over 100 yards of receiving. And then we rushed the ball very well again. And Tyler Case, I think he had 116 yards and two touchdowns. So that was good. And our defense really played well. We held them to 84 yards, and you know, our second unit got to play a lot there in the second half, probably most of the fourth quarter, and they were able to stop them also. So that was just a good effort. I think we caused four fumbles. We scooped and scored on one of the fumbles, and we had an interception too. So those things certainly helped our offense have good field position.
Well, since the Algona-Garrigan game, a better showing against the Golden Bears than a year ago, you've come back with a vengeance as you've won convincingly the last two games, and you talked about some of the offensive productivity and how the defense did last night. You're the defensive coach of the team. Maybe give us your thoughts all in all on how you feel you've done on that side of the ball this year.
Well, you know, I think defensively, when we looked at the Garrigan game, we just were kind of maintaining our gap integrity and taking on our first key and our second key correctly, and just building the wall at the line. And right now, it seems to be we're doing a better job of that, so we're able to defend the rush pretty well. And then we've done a nice job. We've had several interceptions and this year, and our secondary's playing pretty well. And our guys are tackling pretty well right now and causing turnovers, and that's really helping us.
Anything else you want to pinpoint, any phase of the game, or how about in the trenches? How are you liking the way you're getting things done up front?
Well, you know, it's always a work in progress, you know. I think one thing offensively that has helped us this year is our pass protection has been pretty good for most of the time. I think we've only given up one or two sacks this year. And that really helps Coach Ayne and our, you know, the passing game. And then the running game has, you know, at times really worked really well. And last night we added a few things, or Mike added a few things in our running game and getting us started on that. And that looked really, really promising. And so that was fun. And defensively in the trenches, our front guys are playing much better and really working together well, which is a key. You know, your front's got to work with your linebackers well. So we got to do that.
Pokey now 3-1 overall and improved to 2-0 in district play. Homecoming for the Indians next Friday as they'll be taking on East Sac County. Coach Sumerlot, good to hear from you, and good luck next Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.